Well, and when first you know, everything came to they believe that it's missing damage.
Oh, you mean that might have been some influence to change the customs and
mm-hmm.
That's interesting because the
modern the old time was
when would the missionaries, see, Gordon was born in 1898,
mm-hmm.
When would the missionaries have been around, you know, much, what year?
I don't know.
It would be sometime after that, maybe.
Yes.
Cookies inland. Were,
yes.
See, you were born, what, 1907, huh?
Yeah, 1907.
1907,
mm-hmm.
How about when you were growing up? Can you remember how it was done in those days? About, you know, about how they managed childbirth, say when you were 10 or 15 or whatever age?
They started having midwives.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
In North Australia? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I remember my aunt. Mrs. Booth, who is the one, the midwife, maybe from the teachers show them how to handle the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she learned, she's very quick, she's the oldest midwife in your time.
Would she be as old as your mother, you think?
No, we're younger.
Younger than your mother.
We're younger than my mother. We're older than my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So the curse has the my mother and his lady brother is next to my mother and her.
Chris, you mentioned then that starting off again that before the missionaries were around, they were having them, you know, off in these little houses away from the house. Then for some reason, perhaps after the missionary team, they began to have children in their own home. When you lived at North Pass, there were some midwives. They had a midwife in those days,
huh?
And did they have things, anything to work with besides their own tools?
Help.
Do you remember anything that they had, box of supplies and anything like that when you were a girl?
They have a box that's
bandaged
for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
For the navel. Yeah. For that. Just for that.
They do just
like that, but...
Just simple.
But, not very careful, though. Never use your clean hands, nor clean clothes.
When would you say that was there any morphine seen in childbirth? Say whether some change in the way it's doing it. Can you think of any years when that might have changed? Because we know now it's different, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Could you think back in the 1920s or 1930s about how it was?
Around in 1920s, when maybe Mrs. Omelik, Ida Omelik, is the midwife, and they got a baby box.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And you said, you remember anything that might have been in it?
Well, there's a perfect and basket, if you know, and bandit, and for baby's eyes.
Drops
of
nitrate.
And a baby's coat.
Mm-hmm.
And the thyroid. Like that.
disinfectant.
Yeah, disinfectant. And gloves.
Oh, they were using gloves.
Yeah, gloves and scales.
Oh.
And.
Oh, they were keeping arrested then. That's something new then.
Competition. Tablet. And report when the baby, something happened.
Yeah, if it was a death or something unusual.
Yeah, But around there they used to wash the baby with baby oil.
They did.
Yeah.
This was in the 1920s?
Yes. From there on. And she, quite a lot of them was washed by working on kids.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She always showed me how.
Yeah. How did she, what kind of work did she do? Was she any more careful or not? I mean, how?
No, careful. Careful.
She was careful.
Yes.
Did she wash her hands or not? And those days?
Well, she always washed her hands.
Yeah.
She then, try to put the clean clothes.
You know who gave her instructions or suggestions?
Well, the first field nurse.
Oh, can you remember what years or about the first field nurse was?
No.
Even roughly. Would it be 1920?
I'm in the 20s.
In the 20s?
Yeah.
Do you remember her name?
Alma Carson.
Alma
Carson. It's the first field nurse. While she was field nurse, I started helping.
Mm-hmm.
Helping the midwife. And then,
Was this done just as a help to the village? There was no pay, no salary?
No salary. Nothing. No pay, nothing. Unless the parents used to tip the mother something,
There was no government money?
No.
Do you remember if there was any other big scene that came about? What year is that? Would it say the 1920s on into the 30s? Was it pretty much the same, or were there changes?
It's the same. Just the same.
Through the 30s?
30s.
How about the 40s?
Late 40s. It's the same.
How about the 50s?
In 50s. They start bring the family to hospital.
That's the first big change.
But when they come home, they used to be the back.
Yeah, and then you know that.
Yeah.
No doubt, so much. They had to do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you think that most of the babies are quite few, or how many of them are born in Kosky? Quite a few of them?
Every day, maybe.
Yeah.
I think now some different things. It's too high, but still it was come down.
Yeah. Are there still babies born, say, even in Kosky in the home? Or are they all in the hospital now?
Hospital.
In the hospital.
In the hospital now.
When was the last year that you left as midwife?
Let's see. It was done 61.
61 to Kosky?
Mm-hmm. No. And then I had my deliver.
Oh, you lost the deliver?
The baby on 1961.
61,
huh? Mm-hmm. I didn't have, didn't work at Kosky.
Can you guess in those years when you were midwife, how many babies a year on the average you'd be doing, or is that too much, too hard to say? You say you haven't written down, unfortunately, you know, you haven't kept a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have any idea, say, at NORTAC, how many babies that might be born?
Well,
from
October to, May, May, June. All we stay in the village at NORTAC.
During the school year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Seychelles and then...
Oh, I see that, yeah. Oh, that's yeah. Right. So it would only be that for that part of the year that there would be babies born.
Eight to ten.
Then there's that some male baby born away from town, away from the village.
Because one time I remember one lady called me to help, and I go down there and help her. While I was working on this, before I delivered the baby, someone come after me. So I didn't go. I have to stay there.
Yeah.
But I tell them how to do it.
Mm.
And they, you know, when they can't do nothing, when they don't know what to do, I was calling for help. So it was what? Not a checkup.
Mm.
And she had to take it.
Do you remember what year they? In the 50s that they started taking them in, or is that too hard to remember? Were the early 50s or late or middle?
Late
50s?
Late 50s.
So it's really quite a pretty recent,
Yeah.
1959. Oh. Bella, you were discussing with me about Amish Cook, or a woman shaman who was asked to help a woman. And the background was that this woman had one child and disposed of it, got rid of it when she was young, and later on she wanted children, changed her mind. Could you tell me what happened when they saw this woman and asked her?
Well, she wanted to have a baby. Wanted to have it. Because she never had a baby for a long, long time. After she threw that baby away. And they met her, this medicine woman, found at Cartagena, which was from Cobo, from San Lake, some place.
Yeah.
When they met her, they told her, ask her if they want to have babies. And he said he'll give her one whole wolverine and two tall skin patches.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other cook, this woman said, yes. Tell him that they will have babies. And then the other year they have a baby girl. From that on they have a children. And that was my uncle's wife.
Oh.
I mean my mother's uncle's
Your
wife.
Your mother's uncle's wife.
Yeah.
Was this long ago, or is anybody knowing what year this happened?
It was long, but maybe before my brother was born, maybe around.
Your lady?
Because their first child used to play with...
Oh, with Gordon.
Not very.
Yeah.
Not very.
Not far apart, I mean.
Yeah.
Must be in the 1890s and somewhere around there.
Yeah, 1890s.
Maybe late 1890s, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around middle or late.
Mm-hmm.
And you said in this case, where she asked the woman for help, the woman didn't touch her, just told her that she was going to
have it. Yeah.
And then
she never did nothing, just told her.